teachings of two women who were blessed with children by the power of God. We've already looked at this theme in the Bible of the Akerah, the barren woman who, in the power of God, gives birth to a son who becomes very important in the plan of salvation. So we have Anna singing God's praises for her son Samuel, who was the beginning of a whole new line of prophecy, and was the one who anointed the first king and so forth, Shmuel. And his name means God hears, Shema. And the song is about God's preferences. See, the bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears seven sons, while the mother of many languages. In other words, this is the same theme you see throughout the whole of Scriptures, the great reversal. Just meditate, for instance, on the Beatitudes. Blessed are the rich and powerful. No, blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who are happy all the time. No, blessed are those who mourn. And so as we get near Christmas, you see, we're meant to enter into this mystery one more time. Because why? When the Son of God himself comes, he's a poor man. This is the Son of God, born in a stable, brought up in a town to which there was not even a road in his day, preaching, healing, moving hearts, but the powerful want nothing to do with him. And finally they kill him. And then you see the plan. God raised him from the dead. And that's what we celebrate today, that God cares, you see. As our Lady's song, he has mercy on those who fear him. In every generation, she's singing. Right? He has shown the strength of his arm and scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. So, you see, this is God's plan. This is the way God is. He has mercy on everybody. And we have kings who are canonized, St. Louis of France. You know, but if they're canonized, then they fall under this category. They were rich and were kings and so forth, but they were hungry and filled with good things. Whatever they had from God. Now, why do you think on the 22nd of December, you've got just a couple of days left before the feast of Christmas, why does the church give us these two songs? Because of the song of the church. The church is supposed to be poor and have its strength come from God. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that we desperately need evangelization, starting with the Catholics. right? Desperately. This is what the Pope means. But the new evangelization is not to Tahiti, it's to the Catholics. The inroads. And there's a new, I think it's a movie, forgot the name of it already, but there's a great review of it in the New York Times, pointing out the power of the New Age to turn from God and look for the forces of the universe and all the rest, you see. It's the exact opposite of knowing God and relying on Him. So we have these two songs today. See, what will win people over, I'm all happy about signs and wonders, done a few myself, but what really matters is human beings who are credible and know what they're doing on earth. That's evangelization. And that's why it takes a church, it takes a community to evangelize. Because people are looking for a meaning. Oh, my Lord, I was out there yesterday shopping. And it's kind of fun, you know. I had a lovely time chatting with all the salespeople, and, you know, it was nice. But everybody's going crazy. I guess they always do when they're out there, but it's so sad that that's all there is. And this is Christian, and everybody's afraid to say Merry Christmas. Have a happy holiday. The poor people who, you know, the service people, I don't know if they get fired if they said Christmas because there's Christ's name in it. I don't know. How are they ever going to know the meaning of their life? And there's thousands of them. This whole city is full of them. If they don't meet people who are credible, who know where they're going, you see, those are the ones. And that means not looking for all the insulation from feeling humanity. The poor man is somebody who rejoices to be dependent on God. That's a poor man. Lots of people are broke. But a poor man is somebody who rejoices to experience dependence on God. Now, we all do once in a while. You get sick, can't make the car payments or something, you know, all of a sudden the fragility of life is a little more apparent. But who rejoices in that? First thing we want to do is get out of it. Find some more money, get a better car, whatever. A poor man, starting with Jesus himself, is someone who rejoices to experience dependence on God and lives a way of life that doesn't insulate him from that. And is happy, peaceful, concerned about others. And that's how you preach the gospel. It's got to be real. People have got to say, I was working in Rome and preaching on the streets. It's a wonderful vocation. And the Lord gave it to me for a while, and it was very exciting because you see life change right in front of your eyes. But I would tell the kids who were with me, don't go out there and start reading the Bible to these people. They can't even spell Bible. Go out there and promise them that they could live a different way of life and not be full of fear and anger and lust and jealousy and alcohol. They could live a different way. A lot will say, that's very interesting. But how do I know it's true? Then you can say, look at me. Let me tell you what Jesus Christ has done for me. Then you attract attention. You see? See, the greatest advertisement is a satisfied customer. So we have to look satisfied. And not afraid. I mean, this healthcare thing, God knows where it's going to go and what's going to come after it. But just remember this. The crowd trying all this, they've got a plan. But Jesus has a plan. Why don't we try to find out what his plan is? Well, a lot of it is right here in these songs. He loves everybody who's making a mess. He loves every one of them. And he'd love to send us to them, to give them knowledge of himself. But we have to be credible. If we're just as scared, you know, if we're just afraid to be without stuff, why would they believe? It's such a precious time. So, I mean, like, if anybody bumped into Mary over there at Macy's, they'd be impressed, wouldn't they? Standing online, buying her stuff and talking to people. Something would come out from her spirit. And people would say, how did she get that way? Right? That's evangelization.